Well, these guys are native New Yorkers. They grew up on their family's dairy farm in Ellenburg Junction, New York, which is about 2 miles from the Canadian border. Eric started playing banjo when he was 12, and Lee picked up the guitar when he was 11. They formed the band in 1990, and since then they've produced 8 critically acclaimed albums. They're great songwriters, and there is nothing like a matched set of vocal cords, I'm telling you. They have a brand new album called Iron and Diamonds. It debuted at the number five spot on the Billboard charts. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incredible Gibson Brothers.
Found my Bible in the back bedroom. Found the passage where the lilies bloom. Turned the pages to the words in red. Hit my knees beside the bed. One last heartbeat, one last breath, one last moment to prepare for death. To my sin I've been a slave. And it hits me, I'm one step closer to the grave. Heaven's green, I have lost my glow. Youth is gone from me, now I know. Life is nothing if the man's not safe. We're all one step closer to the grave. One last heartbeat, one last breath, one last moment to prepare for death. To my sin I've been a slave, and it hits me, I'm one step closer to the grave.
Great to be here at Gray Fox. We were talking about this all night. We played in Annapolis, Maryland last night and drove most of the way back up here. And we're tempted to just keep driving and come on up. But we needed our beauty rest, some of us more than others. We do a song for you that was on a record called Bonafide. And it features the lovely Mike Barber on the opening bass salvo. It's called The Open Road.
Well, baby's got a new dress, she got a new shoes too. She got a pocketbook full of everything we'll never use. But she looks real good, if I do say so, out on the open road. I got the right top down, and the radio up. There's rubber neckers to hanging out of every truck. But I can't blame them, baby takes her toll. I don't need open road. There's a 100 million miles of black tar humming that sweet sound. She's flying right by the police, hanged up, gonna slow her down. She's bona fide, she's a number one. We smile through every mile we make, every single one. She's the queen of style, so sweet and bold. I don't need open road.
way she wants to stop and I'll lay my head. It's a perfect life, many don't get old. I'd only hope it grows. There's a honeybee in my black top, coming up sweet sound. She's flying right by the police, ain't nothing gonna slow her down. She's bona fide, she's the number one. We smile through every mile, we make every single one. She's the queen of style, so sweet and bold. I don't know if it grows. On the open road. Oh, on the open road. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. We've been playing bluegrass for a long time. We said it's about time we did a cabin song. And that's a Tom Petty tune we like a whole lot. We hope you did too. We're gonna feature Lee Gibson, my little brother by about 11 months. And thank you, Stan, for the nice words earlier. We have been playing music together now since 1983, or making noise since 1983. This is a song that he wrote, based on a little town up in northern New York called Lion Mountain that was famous for two things: mining iron ore and for the good baseball players that came out of that town. And I'll let him tell the story with his song. It's called Iron and Diamonds.
Well, up on Lion Mountain, the houses look the same. weathered wood, hid kids and wives and lives that never change. It belonged to the devil, Aaron Hudson, every bit of iron-rich ground, and a pile of sand big and blue grew out back of town. 6 days went to the company and one to the man above, but the town lived for the afternoon that was given to the ball and glove. Around the horn, a can of corn, a ground ball will get you too. A life of iron and diamonds was all the miners knew. Down a hole deep, dark, and cruel. Some had crossed the sea to get there, some were born to die there too, and sons followed steps down to the mines behind dads they never knew. They came alive between the foul lines with pride and dignity. In the bleachers, in the batter's box, a miner could be free. Around the horn, a can of corn, a grandma will get you too. A life of iron and diamonds was all the miners knew. If you think I'm lazy, then just follow me around for a day. I go back to your own way of living, and let me make mine my own way. Tell me where we stand. Will we rise or fall? Will we ever touch the sky? Will we lose it all? No one makes me sing my song. It's getting hard to get along with you. I got the picker's blues. No one makes me sing my song. It's getting hard to get along with you. I got the picker's blues. Thank you, folks. All right. I love you guys sitting out there in the heat. I am really thrilled to see this. Thank you so much. Oh, hush. I can't be mean to you. We're business partners right now. I can't be mean to Ross Bach, but we're going to introduce each fellow up here on the mandolin, playing a mandolin that he built himself. He's the only guy up here who knows how to do that kind of thing. And he's a fine player and a good guy. He has his own solo project out now called Fly By Night. And I think he might have a few of those here today. Please make welcome from Cincinnati, Ohio, Rick Hayes. And I start on that end. I'll come to this end now on the fiddle. Been playing with us like Rick now for almost 4 years. Great player from Benton, Kentucky. Now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Clayton Campbell. And our bass man, we're real proud to announce, he's made it through to the second round on IBMA Bass Player of the Year voting, and deservedly so. He's been playing with us now for 15 or 16 years. That's Mike Barber on the bass. And I kind of introduced Lee earlier, but I'll give him a better introduction now. Living in Scotia, New York, wonderful singer, songwriter, and a good guitar player too. Please make welcome Lee Gibson.
Thank you so much. And a man that needs no introduction to us here on stage, but you probably could use it out there. He's my older brother by all of 11 months, and he's a banjo-picking fool here. We're happy to have Mr. Eric Gibson.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just song that Eric wrote with our buddy Richard Decos up there in Cherubusco, New York. Many of you folks, I'm sure, know where Cherubusco, New York is. It's just sort of northwest of Ellenburg Depot. Anyway, it's one called Whisper in My Ear.
Seen a sign, I looked the other way. other say. Oh, in the shadows of my heart, my feelings, they are clear. And I push aside those things as they whisper in my ear. What you got to say? Oh, what have you to fear? Have you been untrue to me? Whisper in my ear.
A song that was on Red Letter Day, a record we had out a few years ago. And wrote it from some recollections of my grandmother's barn. Now, Eric and I grew up on a dairy farm, but we used to get, after Sunday dinner at my grandparents' place, they'd sort of kick all the kids out of the house and we'd go play in this abandoned barn. You know, do stuff that kids do, like throw rocks at pigeons, you know. But
beautiful things.
Yeah. Yep, it's America, folks. Hope you enjoy it. It's called A Barn Song. Well, it was straight on center and level all around. It sat in the middle of the tiny town. But as the town grew up, well, it ate its farm. Until all that was left was a big old barn. Its shiny roof, then rusted brown, and posts and beams started coming down. Two grown-up eyes said poverty. That big old barn, well, it called to me. So I snuck inside, I looked all around, and I cannot believe what I had found. It was full of hay, too old to throw. You could still smell corn by the silo door. It was full of mice and it was full of moths. It had a different nest in every log. And it was my playground and it was my home too. It was a million things a boy could do. To the rest of town, it was an old eyesore. Had taxes due, and they would take no more. So they threw a match and they let her go. And smoke poured out from the big front door. And there were firemen there, and the police too. And there was not one thing a boy could do. Thank you.
green on the center and level all around. It sits in the middle of my hometown. See the shiny glass and smell the coffee ground. It's open all night on sacred ground.
Oh, thank you so much. This song for you by Bruce Robeson. One that Eric brought to us, and it didn't sound anything like this when we got it. But now this is what it sounds like. You're about to hear it, so hope you enjoy. It's called A Red Letter Day for the Blues.
Wondering what will I do without you? Did I know, did I see, did I drive away from me? Did I cause her to be so true? Well, what she done me, it ain't fair. Think I'm losing all my hair. Pay the price for the life that I choose. It's a red letter day for the blues. Or I saw before and old, you took a young man, turned him old. Then we rolled down the road to misery. Well, the way she done me, it ain't fair. Think I'm losing all my hair. Pay the price for the life that I choose. It's a red letter day for the blues. It's a red letter day for the blues.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah.
Any fans of the band out there? You know, we're not too far from Woodstock here, so pay homage here to LaVon. One called Ophelia.
One, two, three, four.
Boards on the window, built by the door. What would anybody leave so quickly for Ophelia? Where have you gone? Your neighborhood just ain't the same. Nobody knows just what became of Ophelia. Oh, tell me what went wrong. Was it something that somebody said? Hey, Mama, I know we broke the rule. Was somebody up against the law? Woman, you know I'd die for you. Ashes of laughter. Clear. Why do the best things always disappear like Ophelia? Oh, darken my door. somebody up who gets along. Woman, you know, die for you. Oh, they got your number, scared and running. And I'm still waiting on the second coming of Ophelia. Please come back home. Oh, 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 Ophelia. Please come back home.
Thank you so much. All right. We're going to bring Lee up to the mic here and do another one of his tunes. He's a fine singer, isn't he? I mean, he's my brother, but I think he's a great singer. And this is one of my favorite songs that we get to do. Actually, I'm going to hold off on that. I think I'm going to do a fiddle tune instead, seeing I'm the boss. I got the mic, and I get to choose. Lee walks away from the mic, and so I get to decide. And would you guys like to hear a fiddle tune right now? It feels like fiddle tune time to me. Clayton Campbell's probably been playing this song for as long as he's been walking. He's been playing since he was just a little fella. His dad owns a place called the Kentucky Opry over in Benton, Kentucky. Is it Benton, Kentucky? Yeah. And it's a great venue. If you ever pass through that part of the world, they have country and bluegrass music every weekend. And this is one we heard on the Canadian border. We heard it a little differently than this, but
we heard it in French. It's instrumental. Yeah. It's in French.
Yeah. It's called The Ragtime Annie.
So much. What did you guys think of Danny Paisley today? Yeah. We got to do a workshop a little earlier with Danny, and it was a real treat to get to sing with him. He, you know, it's one of the things that's so great about Grey Fox is that it attracts so many really cool people that someone moderately successful like myself can get to hang out and sing with them. So I felt that was wonderful. Do a song that Eric wrote, speaking of moderately successful.
Thank you, Lee.
One that he wrote, hope you enjoyed, it's called Callie's Real.
One, two, three.
Callie's Real.
Valley. Fiddles rang on the riverside, and I danced with sweet little Callie. My heart had been asleep, but in the dream it deep, reawakened desire. And when she took my hand, I was a bullet man, jumping into the fire. She moved like a devil's dream, and I became her believer. Well, she wrapped me in her angel's wings and won my heart by the river. She changed my world in a 3-minute song, and I saw a lifetime together. I've been a stranger to love for so long, and now I'm gonna love her forever. My heart had been asleep, but in the dream it deep, reawakened desire. And when she took my hand, I was a woolly man, jumping into the fire.
Things down a little bit. Doing it, we wrote about Clinton Mills, New York, a town that's not there anymore. It used to be just a few miles from our homestead there in northern Clinton County. It's not far from the barn that's not there anymore. I'm not there anymore. It's really a nice place to live now, probably. It's called Railroad Line.
Well, you might think that it's long ago, but I can still see the black smoke roll. Back before 1959, before they tore at the railroad line. It used to be there was timber here, and so we took our teams to the woods and cleared enough to keep all our debts on time. Back before they tore at the railroad line, before big trucks and the highway, the world came down those tracks in my day. Life was a little different in my prime, back before they tore at the railroad line. Thriving red. town. We had our own post office and kids running round. There were brand new houses and one was mine. Back before they tore out the railroad line. But one day all of the timber's gone. And when profit dies, it don't take long to board the station and take the signs and tear out all of the railroad lines. Before the big trucks and the highway, the world came down those tracks in my day. Life was a little different in my prime. Back before they tore at the railroad line. Back before they tore at the railroad line. Kicking up a dusty shower. I gotta park the car, gotta get him out. I'm gonna find a fire, I'm gonna pick and shout. Oh no, nothing in the world like bluegrass music. Oh no, nothing can touch that harmony. When you find the beat, brother, you will never lose it. That bluegrass sometimes it sounds like 1946, like Bill and Lester singing over one of Earl's five-string licks. Sometimes it sounds like nothing you ever heard. And my word, that sounds like nothing I ever heard.
All right,
I
want to hear again.
Oh no, nothing in the world like bluegrass music. Oh no, nothing can touch that harmony. When you find a beat, brother, you will never lose it. That bluegrass music. There's something special about this farmer's field, 'cause it's magical when we gather here and the music's real. Can you hear that doghouse bass beating low? I gotta find that same thing, I know that song, and I gotta go. Oh no, there's nothing in the world like bluegrass music. Oh no, nothing can touch that harmony. When you find a beat, brother, you will never lose it. That bluegrass music. Oh-de-lay. Oh-de-lay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. That's a song that Eric, Mike, and I wrote about this festival, and we didn't feel like it'd be right not to do it here. Hope we got time to do one more. I want to thank everybody at Grey Fox for having the Gibson Brothers back. It's always a treat, and we do not take it lightly. So thank you for sitting out there in the hot sun and listening to us. Long live Grey Fox. We're going to leave you now with one from a little known band from the British Isles. It's called It's All Over Now.
The tables turned, now it's her time to cry. Cause I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. She's run around with every man in town. She spent all my money playing a high-class game. She put me out, it was a pity how I cried. The table's turned, now it's her time to cry. Cause I used to love her, but it's all over now. Breakfast in bed. When I got tired, she would ease my weary head. But now she's here and there with every man in town. She's still trying to take for that same old clown. Cause I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her. But it's all over now.
That was Sugar Hill recording artist, the Gibson Brothers.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, Pittsburgh was fun. Yeah, it was. And Grey Fox has been fun. Thank you, folks. We want to make mention. We do have CDs here, and we're going to go over and do the old meet and greet thing and hopefully see a lot of familiar faces and make some new friends as well, folks. Thank you so much. We're going to do a Kieran Kane song right now that we did a few years back on a record called Long Way Back Home. And Kieran Kane's one of our favorite writers. We actually probably should do more of his things. They seem to work for us.
He forbade us to do any more of his stuff. Oh, okay.
You guys are awesome, you know that, right? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Be good up here. I'm trying to sing.
Well, hey now, hey now, gonna go up to the mountain. Hey now, hey now, oh, to find a little peace. Hey now, hey now, gonna go up to the mountain for to find a little peace, for to find a little peace. Said hey now, hey now, looking over the valley. Hey now, hey now, what beauties I see. Hey now, hey now, looking over the valley. What beauties I see, what beauties I see.
That was the fabulous Gibson Brothers. Yes, indeed. And we've come to the part of the show where we give you a chance to recharge your batteries. Sitting out in the sun all day long listening to great bluegrass music has probably worked up a tremendous hunger and a tremendous thirst. So this is your chance to get some dinner. And we'll be back here.